This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for Great Mate Debate, where we take a perfectly happy couple and turn them into divorcees before.
Is that what we're trying to do?
I don't think we're trying to solve things, but it's just okay. Us. What do we got today?
We have Michael and Sarah. They are disagreeing on their son in his car situation. Got a new driver on the road.
Oh boy. Sarah, you won the toss. You get to go first. Sarah?
Okay.
Yay.
What's the situation?
Hi. Yeah. So basically my oldest son, Caden, is about to turn 16 and he's so excited to get his driver's license. And we told him he was supposed to be saving up, you know, his money for the last couple of years, you know, to be able to buy a car. And he hasn't really taken that seriously. Like, he's barely saved anything and he's not going to be able to afford any car. But I think regardless, he wouldn't have been able to afford a car that was, you know, safe enough anyway. I would love also to get some of my time and my freedom back. I'm his chauffeur on a daily basis, school, practices, games, friends' houses. I mean, all of it. And
so do you want to get him a car? You want to go back on your word and get him a car?
I want to get him a car. Yeah.
Look who's already choosing a side. Aaron's like, do you want to be a bad parent and not have follow through? Maybe let's hear her whole story before you start.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding it.
Oh, yeah. It seems like you're. You do, because I've heard this word that you tossed around before as my son was turning 16. You used the word safety. So you want a safe car.
Of course.
A kid who's probably just going to crash his first car.
Well, he doesn't need a fancy car, but he needs like a newer, safe car. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you want to steal a line from Aaron, like, even though he didn't do what he was, it's sort of negative reinforcement. You want to reward him for not having done what he was supposed to do.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what this debate is about.
Okay.
But it's not like she's trying to reward herself, too. Get off the hook a little bit about. Do you have other kids?
I mean, he didn't take it seriously, basically.
Do you have other kids?
Yes. I have two younger as well.
I love that I have. I guess we're not including Michael. Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so. What's your side of this?
My side is kind of a couple things. Now, of course, I wasn't expecting him to save all the money and for the taxes and the restoration and everything to be able to get a decent car like right out of the gate. We had assumed that he would at least have a decent chunk of money to put towards all that.
Right.
Pretty much already expected to have to put something in. That being said, he's also 16. 16-year-olds, I don't care if you passed every class, you did the greatest on your road test. 16-year-olds, whether intentionally or unintentionally, are going to mess up a car. Something's going to happen. And it's just counterproductive to buy them a nice car when it's a learning car. We also have two younger kids, so if we're going to buy him a car, then they're going to see that and expect to have their cars.
Yeah, you get a car. You get a car.
Yeah, you get it. No. I mean, if anything, I maybe not necessarily give him nothing, but I would be okay with maybe the car that the beater, well, it's not a beater, but it's in good shape. Everything is safe. The car that he's driven
you can't
around
say
in
beater
now.
And safe in the same. You don't get to have it both ways, dude.
Well, he's got more than two wheels.
He can have a car that you've already been driving around with him in. He knows that car also. He doesn't have to learn anything new about it. And we're not going to be tossing a lot of money on a new car for him. If anything, we get the new car. Mm. He gets the hand-me-down. I think that sets a better
precedent, so now you're open
especially
to
for the younger
car?
Kids.
Well, he wants him to really just have something off of Craigslist, it sounds like. Let me just get the phone number in
quick. The car that we have now, the one that he's already been driving around in, that car's starting to get old, he can have that one. It's either that or nothing.
He should have no car.
Because you're not buying him a car.
He didn't do his job.
Let me get the phone number in. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I mean...
He had one job, to show that he can be responsible. And you want to give this kid a free car? Yes, this kid. A free car?
You're a child yourself.
I do not deserve a free car.
So you're saying that you had to buy your own car and you're going to punish somebody else for what you had to go through?
I did not have to buy my own car.
Then why are you so mad?
Because I'm aware.
You're aware of the privilege?
Yeah. My first one, was a gift. Thank you, Mom.
Okay. So, Michael, I just got to ask you this, because... Yeah. I feel like there's a little dichotomy in what you're saying. Like, if you're saying he's going to crash it, so he doesn't need a good car, wouldn't that mean he does need a good car? Like, if he's going to crash it anyway, he needs a safe car.
I'm not saying he's going to wreck the car, but
you kind of did.
You guys, tell me how many 16-year-old drivers you know are perfect drivers.
No, they're bad. But that's why, shouldn't they, don't you want... Like, if you think your kid's going to get an accident, do you want him to be seatbeltless driving on racing slicks, or do you want him in snow tires with a 5-point harness? To me,
he won't be in an unsafe, seatbeltless, bald-tired car with the car that he's already being driven around in now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if I felt strongly that my kid was going to crash, I just wouldn't want him to drive at all.
Maybe he doesn't get a car till he's
actually, but it's one of those things. It's one of those leave and nest things. You got to let them fly on their own. I'm hoping I have all the confidence that he will do well and not do anything really dumb or have a bad accident. But there's no way to know that for sure either way.
But I'll just say this: I don't want to be on both your bad sides, but it seems like neither of you have follow through as a parent because each of you have found a way to make it okay that he didn't save. And it's like, you don't have to obey that law. We'll bail you out.
I'm surprised to hear you.
I'm absolutely
this,
fine
Michael,
with him getting nothing. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, this was our
I'm
original.
I'm doing this as a compromise for her because she wants him to drive.
You also aren't the one who has to drive him around all the time.
No,
you,
but that's kind of the consequence of you not stepping up as a parent and making him. Like, do what he's supposed to do. You have to live with that as well.
Says the person.
I know, I was just going to say that.
All right, guys, hang on tight. We're going to get a jury for you. Somebody's carpooling or somebody's getting a beater. If you have a car with about 400, like, what's our total prize budget for, like, this year?
Yeah.
We'll buy
maybe
a $400.
Okay. Oh.
If you got a $12 car on Craigslist.
Visa gift card.
Yes, okay. We got $100 and tickets to some concert coming up. All right, so.
I wish I could refute, like, as a guy who's wrecked and totaled multiple cars, I mean, it's going to get. Destroyed.
You really are a bad driver, aren't you?
I was, and I continue to be. I'm consistent.
All right, so he was supposed to save for a car. He didn't. She's like, we got to buy him a safe car. He's like, we shouldn't buy him anything, but let's give him our car. For the first time in the history of Great Mate Debate, I proffer a third opinion. Screw this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just no car.
He didn't
live up to his end of the bargain.
Correct.
Got to learn a lesson.
Like, hey, we'll all take a vacation to Mexico if you get a 4.0. Oh, you got a 3.5. Close enough. No, absolutely not. The rule was this.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a dime to put towards a car. Like, the fact that dad already caved and, like, we'll buy a new car. No.
Yeah, but dad's not driving him around and stuff. Like,
I understand why she wants him to have a car because she's actually burdened. But she's also doing the right thing and saying, he shouldn't get a car because he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then she wants him to have a car
so
because she doesn't want
to
drive anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like,
So okay. What do they do? What do they do?
I'm out! 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Sarah and Michael. They had made a deal with their 16-year-old that he should come up with the money to help purchase a car before
at
he gets his driver's license.
At least save a little bit.
Yes.
Show that he is...
And how much has he saved?
Yeah, no, nothing.
So Sarah's like, we still got to buy him a car because I'm tired of hoofing him around and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was like, we don't have to buy him a car at all. And then at the last minute, he drops like, well, let's give him our car.
Yeah, which... You think no car.
Well, it's a hardliner. It's no... Like, yeah. I don't know.
Otherwise, the kid wins either way if you give him...
Yeah.
A new car. But is it worth it because she doesn't want to drive him around anymore? Which, sound, I mean, 16-year-olds are busy.
All right, Sarah, Michael, we're about to get a jury. Feel free to jump in as we go along, and we'll get started with Claire.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hi. Whose side are you on?
Kind of Mike, but I'm going to tell you what I did with my son, who is now 24.
Okay.
I had a 2004 GMC Sierra half cab truck.
Okay.
I also had my company car, and so when he was 16, he goes, Mom, can I have the truck? I said, no. I said, you can buy it. I gave him a heck of a deal because it was bank and mom, and I said, the agreement is I'll pay the insurance, but you give me $600 that you will earn, get a job. And he shoveled horse pens for an entire summer, and when he passed his test, which was 2 days before school started, he handed me $600. He babied that truck. He joins the Air Force, and he goes, I want to take my truck with me. I said, okay, get a company. You pay for it to be shipped up there. So $800 later, he shipped that truck up there and kept it until he was 20 and finally traded it in for what he's now driving, which is a 2019 Dodge Charger.
But he learned the value of that car.
Exactly.
If you hand a kid
the value of the car. I mean, I would say what Mike is saying, give him the family car that he's already driving, but make him do him a bank of mom and dad deal.
I agree.
$500.
I like that. I
like that too. But like I said, I was fine with him getting nothing, believe me.
It didn't sound like it. You caved as fast as anybody's ever caved on Great Mate Debate.
You're just like, that's a compromise for my lovely wife.
Bro, I think you didn't think we were actually going to call you for Great Mate Debate, and you're like, oh man, I'm going to get slaughtered. Chad?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I guess, I'm on the dad side. I've got two things, the what and the when. The first was define the what. How do we define safe car? Okay, so the car that's sitting in the driveway right now, the kid's been learning on, I just went through all this. It's probably got airlock brakes. It's got airbags. It's got good tires. It's safe, okay? I didn't have airbags and airlock brakes when I was a kid, and I'm still here. So
yeah, no, we had to learn to pump.
The car he's going to drive is the used car. But the when is now going to be up to the kid because we need to know, is he going to be responsible? So does he have a job? Is he going to save up some
money?
He's
not responsible. He saved zero for this car. Mm-hmm. Like that's,
he's been in the game. So that's what my son does. I mean, he drives the car I had in the driveway, the one he learned on. It's got a couple hundred thousand miles on it. It's still safe, and he pays the insurance. So... Mm. You know, there's a way around all of this, but
Chad sounds a lot like my dad. Where it's like, I don't want to talk about the anti-lock brake. I want like a red one.
Right.
You know? Like, yes. Let's talk about that.
Let's see here. Let's do Leanne. Leanne?
Yeah.
Here?
Yep.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on your guys' side. I'm sorry. I think Michelle, mom, but he needed to step up and do his thing and. No, he has
so
not
no,
earned
just
it.
No car. Like, you're on no. my side.
Mm.
Yeah, he needs to, you know what the truth is? He needs to take whatever money he did earn and get a bus pass and figure out how to get around all the extracurricular stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No, that's
I don't know if I can do
learn.
That.
That's
but...
how they learn. You just can't.
Yeah, watch a bus driver. That's a guy, that's a person with a CDL.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them drive for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was that kid. My parents sat me down and said, you got to get a job. You got to pay for gas. We will decide how much you have to contribute to insurance. And if you have one accident, you're going to get a bus pass and never drive our car again. So
I love every part of it.
I'd still be on the bus pass.
Okay, so T-Hack, you took all the calls. And I convoluted it by putting no car in there.
Yeah.
Who actually won this thing? Does he get no car? Does he get a new car? Or does he get their existing car?
We got a few, a heavy amount of no car, just bus pass. People really didn't
like
this.
Yeah, I see enough Melissa's a bus like pass person.
Yeah. But I think just getting him a safe, I think they don't, it doesn't need to be new because a lot of people are just saying all cars are pretty safe now. Like even a Subaru was one, a guy mentioned that a Subaru is not expensive, but it's very safe. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to get a brand new one, but you could find an old one. But
so
and
you
they're
guys,
very popular in Colorado.
Welcome to Craigslist, people.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm in a crap mood.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was obvious or not.
You came in hot.
I did?
Yeah.
A little. Yeah. It's okay. What happened?
There's a lot of things going on. Like, it started last night, and I want to start there, and it culminates in today.
Mm.
And right. I want this show today to help turn it around, and after the show to help turn it around.
Oh, okay.
So, let me start here.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. I am a person, you guys know me. What do you think? Am I frugal, or am I freewheeling?
I don't think you're frugal. I don't find you frugal.
I find you in the middle, but leaning more towards free wheeling.
I think you appreciate nice. There are certain nice things that you appreciate, and you're willing to spend money on those things. But I don't think you're free wheeling.
So I feel like I project that I'm more free wheeling. Like I'll go out and there I see a bottle of Weller CYPB in the bar, and I'm like, how much a pour? And they're like $40 for 2 ounces. I'm like, done. Let's get it.
Yeah.
For 2 ounces of brown alcohol, I will drop $40. That's effing stupid, right?
But it's something that you appreciate.
And you enjoy and can actually, yeah.
Okay. So I'm actually deep down more like T-Hack. I'm a poor Longmont kid. And there are times that I have spent money and then I get so uptight about it that it is driving me nuts. And we kind of had a happy hour. Let's just be totally honest about our lives right now.
Okay.
We had a happy hour last night.
Yeah.
With Steve.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. It was so much fun. Yeah.
It was like, Steve is saying right there.
It was like nothing changed.
Oh my God. He's so funny. And he's so goofy. And just like, he doesn't have a life path. And he's just like still writing his movie. And like, doesn't know how much longer he'll live here. And you're just like, but he's like Hemingway. Doesn't he remind you of just
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You see him and it's like, he doesn't give a single F about anything. He's like, I don't know. I might stay here. I might, you know.
Yeah. And also just a very like deeply creative guy who doesn't always come off that way. Mm-hmm. I think comes off as grumpy or whatever sometimes, but just like deeply just got creativity flowing through him. And it was cool to see him like, no, I'm doing some things.
Yeah.
I'm doing some creative things.
Well, I was disconnected the whole time because about 6 months ago, my son wanted to play Topgolf. So I bought Topgolf on the app and it costs you $100 and some for like for as many people as you can throw into a bay for like 2 to 8 people. You have a bay for 2 hours. Yay. But as I'm checking out, it goes, hey, for an extra $50, which is less than half of what it costs, we'll give you a second day. And I'm like, let's go. Last night was the expiration date of that. I had to use my $50 other bay by last night. So we're all supposed to be having fun with Steve. And all I can think about is I got to get to Topgolf or else I'm wasting $50. Yes, I will spend $50 on 2 ounces of brown alcohol that is gone in 30 seconds. But that $50 was grinding me all night long.
Oh, no.
Grinding me.
Why didn't you say anything? We could have gone.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to force you guys. T-Hack had to get home. You were just like you.
I had no plans.
Nobody had a drink. Nobody looked like they were going to have any fun. Like, I'm drinking and Steve drank.
I would have absolutely thrown him down at Topgolf. I was trying to be healthy, and I only had water. this time for the first time in years.
Yes.
So I would have absolutely.
Okay. Well, then
it's too late now, though.
I'm trying to line it up with my son. I'm like, let's meet at the Thornton Top Golf, and I'm trying to see if my ex can. And long story longer, I drive all the way to Top Golf. He never shows up. I'm sitting in the, because he could. It's just, it's not my week with them. It's nobody's fault. It's my fault.
Did you go? You could have.
So I just sat in the Top Golf golf parking lot, and I'm like, am I going to be the loser who goes inside by myself and golfs by myself?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? No.
Yeah, if you have the gift card, if it's eating a hole in your pocket, you got to.
And it's fun no matter what.
I just drove home. I was not going to be the pathetic guy.
Oh my gosh.
I was not going to be the pathetic
guy. Do they have just a bar?
Yes.
That you could just.
No, but the point is, I rented a bay.
I see.
You could have absolutely.
I'm not going to be the pathetic guy by myself.
It's not pathetic.
It's completely pathetic.
Mm.
So then I go home. I have no plans. And I just sat there and wallowed in self-pity and went to bed early.
Okay. And the money's just gone.
Yes. Because it expired yesterday.
That kills me too.
I know.
Kills me.
So I'm already on edge. And then I'm like, I'm going to have a new day. I'm driving to work. I'm going to hit Starbucks, grab my 10-calorie melon iced burst energy thing, and I have to park 7,000 miles away from Starbucks.
Oh, no. What?
Because today...
It was a brutal day.
What?
Is pumpkin spice latte day.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, a national holiday.
Honestly, at this point it is, and we need to cancel it immediately. I'm one of the people who hyped it up.
Aaron?
I went today to get one, and I regret it. The minivan moms were literally parking behind people and not letting them get out. Mm. It was so scary.
So it's like a gym on January 3rd or whatever. Yes. It's like everyone who normally doesn't come.
Everyone is angry. Yes. Because they don't have their caffeine yet.
Correct.
Oh,
it's just a bunch of angry people. Here's the thing. Yeah. If you went to Starbucks and got your regular thing, you and I could still be friends.
Hold on.
Pumpkin spice latte.
I went because my brother and my sister-in-law are in town, and I was like, I'm going to treat them. And then I ordered on the app for the drive-through, and I was like, oh, it's pumpkin day. I'll just add on a pumpkin drink. So they got their usual.
So you're part of the problem.
And then I just added on.
Nope, she's part of the problem.
Kinda, yeah. Because you still added one more. That
after just... I added theirs first.
No, it doesn't matter. As long as you're one of the people who got that. I have three words that I want everyone to text in. And I can, 51059. You, Aaron.
Leave me out of that.
I'm not leaving you.
What was that number again?
No. Like, you don't get to be like, oh my God, Starbucks was a crap show. You're the reason it was a crap show. If everyone would have just got their regular stuff, it's fine. But everyone had to go to Starbucks. So...
All on the same day. Wow. Yeah. Is it really that well known? Like, there people are waiting for this day?
Yes.
It's announced like 2 weeks in advance.
Really? And does it just continue? Like, will tomorrow, will the next few weeks?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be
an opening in and out, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for the first week or so, all the basic bees like Aaron will be waiting in line with my pumpkin spice. And then slowly it trickles down to like, oh, this is going to be here for 3 months.
Okay. Just because of that, I'm getting one every single day.
Good.
So how was today?
Dutch Bros, here I come. No, Ziggy's. I met the guy who owns Ziggy's.
Ziggy's.
I'm going to try you out. Okay, so I know we don't have time for this, but here's how I want to rectify it. So we're going to have a great show.
Yes,
from this,
yes.
From
we are going to have a great show.
You two are still caffeinated. It's clearly.
And when you're not texting the words, F you, Aaron, to 51059, I want you to tell me what to do tonight. Because I am so disappointed in the way last night went. I will literally go if, like, you can text in any place on the planet Earth. I don't have my kids. I have no responsibility tonight.
Ooh.
So text where. This is like the choose your own adventure. You choose my adventure tonight.
I like it.
I have my friends are like out of town and working and whatever tonight. I will go if one bar or restaurant gets like 4 or 5 different texts. I swear to God. I will go there. You can't be one person texting 5 times.
Yeah, okay.
But I will go I swear.
I just texted my house 4 times, so that's not going to count.
Text just, where I should.
Just come on over.
No, wait. I don't want to do this. Because they're going to text Starbucks, aren't they?
Yeah, buddy.
You pieces of hell!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not happy with the way this room is treating me right now.
Why?
Why?
Because Aaron's doing the thing. Like,
I'm doing it to make
it's usually Aaron, if we're being honest.
But I'm doing it to make you feel better. Like, I know you're not going to understand, so don't try too hard. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm not of the hip breaking
age.
That
was worse than the first time.
She looks at Tia and goes, oh my God, sorry, Slacker, it's not for you. You won't understand. And it's like, I do that to my parents on occasion who are in their 80s.
Yeah.
I am not in my...
But I knew you weren't going to know
this. So what is your information that I can't hear?
Like, I know.
What can I not... What will I not understand, Aaron? Is it quantum physics? Is it Sabrina Carpenter's...
you know her?
Moscow Mule recipe? Oh, no. Wait. She's more of a coffee gal.
I like that. That's
See
good.
What I did there?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That shows knowledge.
It does.
Waka waka. I am more tapped into the zeitgeist. You're not going to give me a pop culture reference that I'm not. Is it something I really won't know?
Yeah.
Are you 100% sure? Because
I'm like 99.9% sure.
You're excited about something.
Yes.
Everybody, start texting in what you think it could be that Aaron and Tiak are excited about that I don't know. What? Okay. Ben and J-Lo broke up. Okay, I know that's been everywhere for months.
That is exciting. She's back on the market, fellas. Now's our chance.
Excited about Ben.
I'd be more excited about Ben than J-Lo. J-Lo seems terrible. Anyways. Yeah.
I feel like we need to go to Duncan, like, out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, for respect.
Just like,
you know, pour one out. pour a frappe
that's
out.
That's all you can do with Duncan coffee. Okay. What is it?
Backyard baseball is back, baby!
I have a neighbor. His name's Mill. He actually does it in his front yard. Him and his kids go out there and he tosses a ball up. He even has a little a little cage thing.
This is what I meant.
That's not it, bud.
That is what backyard baseball is. You go in your backyard and you throw a baseball.
No,
you hit it.
Yeah, maybe in the olden days.
Oh, you're talking about like what? What they used to do in New York, they called it stickball, where they had like a broomstick and then like run to the.
That is accurate, but not. I don't know. That's not what she's talking about.
What is?
It's an old computer game.
Yeah.
Which I actually used
Hold
to pick.
We're
A-Rod,
excited
I think,
about
all the
time. Some 420p video game coming back. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, well, they'll probably enhance it now, I would think.
But on what format? Is it coming out on Xbox? Or do you have to buy it?
No,
do you have to go to Micro Center to
I'm
Nerd
guessing it'll
Palace?
Just be like on a website or a computer.
Oh, yeah. Because it used to be a PC game. Just a CD that you put in the...
Okay, explain to me what's cool about backyard baseball.
I remember getting
Ooh,
it.
How much time do you have?
I got it as a present for my 8th birthday. And it was my first computer game ever, Backyard Baseball. And it's baseball, but they're all these kids. They're their own characters. They made up these own characters. Mm-hmm. And it was just so fun. You could win the championship. And then they started expanding.
You literally said nothing, though. You get it, right? You just mansplained what baseball is. What's so exciting about that?
So they had all these different, you could throw like screwball pitches and there were all these different like that.
Can't you get that on Xbox, whatever, and MLB?
I don't think because they try to make it more realistic where this was like a fun kids version, a kids
like,
take on it.
The players are kids.
Yeah. I remember there was a one pitch where you could throw it and it went underground and then it would pop up out of ground.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like stuff like that. You can't do that in MLB The Show
25. EA Sports. It's in the game.
That's nonsense.
Can we talk about something else now?
No, well, then they expanded to every sport. So then I started collecting. And I remember, you're right, because they had backyard baseball and then they collabed with MLB and they released an actual version with Major League Baseball players where they were kids too. And you you played with A-Rod.
I did that one.
Yeah. But he's a kid.
Yeah.
And then you could create your own player and it's back, baby. It's backyard, baby.
You were right. I don't want to do this anymore.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm not sure I want to talk about this.
I can't. I'm sorry. I cannot stop looking at this
picture.
Don't.
You have to stop. We want to talk about. You reach a certain point in your life where you know there's going to be more medical procedures than you had when you were 20.
Sure.
There's, the doctor's going to have to do some
like
things.
Oh, like checkup ones.
Checkups and just like, you know, there's.
Well, I was thinking the opposite because like you normally break bones when you're younger. You're a little more like not careless, but just like.
But there's, you know, as a boy, the finger starts at a certain age. Mm-hmm. That exam. There's a certain age for both men and women that you need
so
the camera.
The checkups. That's what I mean. Not like a emergency
right.
bone
breaks. So let's talk about one of the procedures that I'm supposed to have done and I still haven't done it. The colonoscopy.
Oh, really? You haven't?
I was scheduled for April of 2020.
Oh.
We're a few years.
I know.
That.
I pooped in the box.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have a history of, or like your family?
Not really.
Of pooping in boxes? is this a tradition?
Here's the deal. We want to talk about medical mishaps. And I'm just saying, there's one. I'm due for a colonoscopy. I know I got to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll help.
Yeah.
If need.
How will you
take
help?
Some night classes or something?
Tiak already has his gloves on.
Yeah. Gloves.
Oh my God. Did everyone just
it's
hear?
My job anyways.
Did you hear that loud clicking sound? It was everybody changing radio stations. Okay. We're talking to no one now. A Florida doctor is facing disciplinary action. He was doing a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So they give you like propofol or something. You don't go under for a colonoscopy. You go into like twilight. So you're there because they can tell you, lift up your leg a little bit and you'll do it.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. You're not, but you don't remember any of it.
Really? Ooh,
it's like
I
the Michael Jackson drug that killed him or whatever. I think it's propofol, whatever. Because I tell this story over and over, but it's like there's a friend of mine who got a colonoscopy and as he was coming out or whatever, he's talking to his wife and he's like, they never even touched my butt. Because you don't remember it.
Okay. I see. Wow.
So the doctor himself, who's in charge of ramming a camera into this one of the more sacred places.
Don't ram it.
Well, I think he kind of did because he wasn't wearing his hearing aids.
Oh, the doctor wasn't?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What?
So he couldn't hear. He was just watching the camera. He's fishing the camera in on his way from exit to entry. And couldn't hear the person screaming in pain. Guy's just the propofol's working on his body, so he's like kind of limp, but he could feel the pain, and he's like, "Ow, ow, ow!" And the doctor can't.
Oh my!
He couldn't hear him. Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh,
can you
no.
imagine? This is why we want to talk about medical mishaps. We want to talk about things. They don't have to be this bad, or they amputated the wrong leg of your uncle or whatever. But like. So I'm like, I know there's going to be surgery wake-ups. I think medical mishaps will be a lot of surgical wake-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And like, have you had one? I feel like you've had one.
I have. I think.
I forget.
I don't know. I don't know if I was supposed to wake up or not.
In the middle of what?
The endoscopy.
Oh my God, through your mouth?
Yeah.
And did you, on your face, were you tied down?
No, because I remember sitting up and like two
you
nurses.
You sat up?
Oh, and I was flailing my arms, like kind of hitting the nurses. I remember I was crying. I was like 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That young? Oh, no.
So I honestly don't know if I was supposed to wake up, though, to like help them swallow it.
No. No.
I don't know.
No. Good God, woman.
Yeah.
What if they needed help? Move your leg. I don't know.
Can you imagine me, this guy, like,
Oh, with the I like that the doctor's like, yeah, I don't wear my hearing aids anymore because the patients keep screaming. It's too loud.
Yes!
In there. Yeah. I'm just not going to wear
them. I can't focus.
Yeah. Okay, so these are a couple of examples, but we want to hear, like, and there's, I mean, there's one as simple as, like, she was getting eyelash extensions. I know it's not a but it is kind of medical. Yeah. She's getting eyelash extensions, and she went blind.
What?
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Her eyes started burning, and, like, whatever they were using, they gave her the wrong kind of glue, I guess.
Mm. Used like Gorilla Glue instead of
their commercials are convincing.
We don't want you back here very long. We're guaranteeing our work. Okay, so if you've had a medical mishap, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I want to hear about the skull one. Tell me this.
That's, do you want to see the picture?
That's what we started talking about at the very beginning because Aaron's obsessed with the pictures. This guy goes in for some sort
of... One way to phrase it, okay. He had a brain hemorrhage.
Okay. So then in order to drain the brain, they like cut your skull open and then they saw a chunk of skull off and then kind of let it drain. And then they just put that skull in the... In some sort of, I would assume, sealed hermetically in a freezer or a fridge, somewhere to keep it. So and then they reattach it.
Wow, that's intense.
Because we're talking about medical mishaps.
Not what happened.
Powerball Pete went to grab his fish sticks out of the same fridge and apparently consumed the skull because they can't find it.
What?
They can't find, and it's not a small chunk.
It's not. It's 4.7 by 6 inch.
Oh no,
it's
a huge chunk of skull.
Yeah.
She has the pictures on her computer right now. This guy's skull is caved in because he doesn't have. He's just got skin and no skull.
Oh no. What?
To add insult to injury, then the hospital goes, well, we can fix it. We can create a titanium plate and put it in there instead. And they do, and they fix it.
Okay.
Whew.
That's a close one.
And then they charged him
$19,000
for the titanium.
What?
That he didn't need because until they lost it.
Oh,
because
no.
Powerball Pete ate his skull. Like,
poor Pete.
All the docs are putting their keys in that piece of skull.
Yes.
Like a little dish. Oh, no.
Honestly, Powerball Pete had nothing to do with it, but I'm like, he's just the guy who brings his lunch in here and just like, who knows if he just grabs, like, what was this? I don't remember what this was. And so he's like, hey, where's the skull from patient in 212? I was like,
oh, what a nightmare.
I ate it with some fava beans. Okay. So if you've been involved in a medical mishap, you woke up, they amputated the wrong thing, you went blind, you lost a whatever, we'd love to hear your medical mishap stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about medical mishaps, which is tragic. Some guy was awake and screaming during his colonoscopy. And...
Which we did get texts of like, that's not true because it's not just the doctor and the patient. He wasn't wearing his hearing aids so the other people could also not communicate with him. So he wasn't able to stop.
Oh.
Because he couldn't hear anyone.
Got it.
Yeah.
So he just kept...
He just kept digging.
A whole camera crew.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yep. Then we talked about a guy who lost his skull. The hospital lost his skull.
Yeah.
And tried to charge him for the replacement. So we want to hear your medical mishaps as well. Matt?
Yay.
Medical mishap. What do you got?
Well, I just going to let you know, my brother actually fell off a balcony and hit his head and had severe brain swelling. So what they did was cut the side of his head, you know, his skull out and actually stored it in his abdomen. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That is a thing.
They literally put...
Because he wanted to keep the blood flow to it.
Yeah, the blood was still there and everything, so that's how they stored it for, man, 2-3 months.
So maybe they just forgot where they put it?
Is it by his stomach? His diaphragm?
It's a Lego.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
Okay. Well, you don't think of this show as a place where you learn things.
Yeah,
but
no kidding. Thank God I didn't try to go to medical school. I don't know any of this stuff.
Just cut him open somewhere else and shove it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let that colonoscopy guy find a spot for it.
What?
Oh, my God. We're 10. Jeremy?
Yay.
Medical mishap. What happened?
So after my
raised my third kid, I decided I wanted to unload the gun.
Hmm.
And the doctor administered...
I unload the gun all the time.
Stop it.
The doctor administered the numbing agent to one side of the gift bag and thought the intern had done the other side. And
then
when they went in with the scalpel, I felt every...
No, you did it!
Did
oh,
you?
My God!
Did you? Was that one... Oh, no. Was the non-numbed side first?
Yeah, they did that. I saw a little puff of smoke on that side, and then when they went on the scalpel on the other side, it just felt like Freddy Krueger was molesting me.
Oh no.
Did you scream?
What's that?
Did you scream? Did you jump? What did you do?
I almost jumped off the table.
You're on a table? I thought you were in a chair. I've always pictured it like you're sitting in a shoeshine chair.
Well, I didn't go to like a...
What, at the airport?
Kind of.
Get the colonoscopy.
And there's a guy going, huh? You want what? You want me to shine here? Oh, my God. Okay.
What a nightmare.
Okay, that's horrifying. Because that's another thing I need to get done. I really need to get that done.
Mm. And someone's like, hey, numbnuts. You're like, I wish.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Rachel?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Medical mishap. What happened to you?
Well, it's really a medical miracle instead of a mishap.
Okay.
As I was called dead upon arrival to the hospital.
Whoa.
And here I am, still here.
What happened?
Rushed up to brain surgery and wasn't even supposed to make it through the weekend. So my family and friends came and had a funeral, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
You say goodbye to me, but here I still am. So I wouldn't call it a mishap, but more a medical miracle.
Oh, so maybe you didn't understand what we were... No, I mean, that is great.
That's amazing.
So super happy.
So you got to see kind of who showed up to your funeral?
That's kind of cool.
No, what they said?
No, I was in a coma.
Oh.
This is just stuff that I
hate that part of Washington.
Well, we were there too, and we loved it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We've got it's degenerated down to like we're not even okay. Nick?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Thanks for bringing the energy, bud.
Hey, I remembered this time.
Medical mishap. What happened to you?
So, first off, I don't like dentists at all.
Who knows?
16, had to go get wisdom teeth that were, one was growing in like sideways or something, the other one was infected.
Okay.
Halfway through, all I remember is my eyes opening.
Oh, no.
And they had to put me out, like they had to give me an IV and laughing gas because I hate needles, big baby.
But so you,
I woke up halfway through and could hear them with pliers cracking my teeth.
Yeah.
I woke up in mine too.
I was awake for mine.
What?
I wasn't.
Yeah, no.
You were?
Yeah.
Yours weren't impacted.
No.
They couldn't have.
No, yeah, they were.
They kept you awake?
Yeah, they just did the numbing and like the laughing gas.
I would be definitely impacted if that happened to me. What are you talking about?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We don't normally talk about celebrity news and gossip, but this I don't know why this makes me so angry. But I do know why this makes me so angry.
Is there PTSD? A
little bit.
Oh. Mm.
So J-Lo and Ben obviously broke up, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
She's keeping the ring. The green emerald ring.
I didn't know that.
I need to look at a picture of it.
You guys got to Google it. I don't have the story in front of me. Where is it? Oh, it is a $5 million green diamond engagement ring. $5 million.
She's had 6 engagement rings.
So Ben gave her the first time they got married. Did they get married the first? Yeah. Have they been married and divorced twice, or were they only just engaged the first time? I don't remember. He gave her a pink ring that was worth a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Then she's kept the ring from Mark Anthony, mm-hmm. Chris Judd, Ojani Noah, and A-Rod got her an engagement ring, even though they never got married, and she kept every single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do we think...
I'm taking notes.
She's like Thanos.
100%.
Honestly.
Do we think...
Because they are different colors. There's pink, blue, green. Dude.
Her ring collection from just boinking and marrying and divorcing is worth $17 million, you guys.
Wow.
Do we think this is okay? I want you to text into 51059 and say, yes, women, yes, for women should be able to keep the ring. No, if they should not.
I'm torn because I want to say yes, but with there being multiple and like being engaged slash married to Ben,
if you get engaged,
multiple times.
Let's just start here.
Okay.
If you're engaged,
yeah.
Should you keep that? If
no.
we don't get, why? Because
you didn't go through with it.
I agree wholeheartedly, but most people don't because it's like, you gave me that.
But it was, I gave you it as a deal.
Yeah. Yes. It's like the carrot.
To get married.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to, yes.
Yeah. Quite literally carrots.
Yes.
In order to then marry.
Yes.
I agree.
But
yeah.
That, most women, I don't want to come off as like sexist or like, but as somebody who's been divorced more than once, mm-hmm. first wife was just like, here you go. Take it back. I don't, why do I want this? Like, mm-hmm. we're no longer married. Like, take it.
Yeah.
My God. But,
which seems like that would make sense. If you're yeah. trying, if everyone's coming from just a good place of like, look, this didn't work out here. This should be yours. I'll take what's mine.
Yeah.
Let's amicably
but
end this.
As you know, I guarantee you, you don't have to say numbers, but think of how much you spent on Angie's ring.
Sorry. Yep.
And how much your ring is worth. So if you switch back, who's getting the better end of the deal?
I would be.
Yes.
Because
you get
the thing
that's worth a lot of money.
Can I ask a question? Because I have not been through this. Do a couple questions. Do dudes get engagement rings? Or do you
sometimes
only get...
now.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. very rarely.
Yeah, I didn't get a ring until the wedding, like ceremony.
Wedding
and it's just the one band?
Just one band, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, I eventually upgraded to a nicer ring that was worth... I mean, men's rings are worth, like, I'm telling you, like, go to the Shane Company. If you're just getting a basic band, mm-hmm. if you're spending over like $300, like, you're like, what are you doing? It's just gold. It's not, it's yeah. not that much. Whereas like women are like 3 months salary. And it's like, if you're not spending, if there's not at least five digits in it and you're like, five digits, what are we talking about?
Right.
I think a lot of times
it's like
just
a 3 year salary.
Yeah, I think they throw the guy's ring in. There's like,
this
yeah,
sometimes
it's
like one out of the treasure chest back there.
Okay. So,
okay. But then the other question. So, the groom or whoever pays for the ring, who pays for the groom's ring? Is it both?
Technically, she pays
she
is she supposed to?
According to, yeah, technically,
okay.
tradition. That's...
But in my case, like the times I've been married, it's kind of, we're already living together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of joint funds anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, didn't you do it that way? You guys were... combined,
yeah.
fine. You didn't go like, honey, I'm going to defer 10% of my paycheck to this other account for wink, wink, something that I might be buying for you.
No, we were separate and separate accounts until we got.
Oh, so you yeah. just out and out bought
but
her
we were,
ring.
We were really young too. Like she was just out of school. So she was just starting. So I was paying for things just because of our, we were in different financial situations.
Okay.
She wasn't working as much at that time.
Okay. So I know you don't want to do this. But just suspend mm-hmm. your disbelief. Your perfect marriage is falling apart.
Okay.
Should she get to keep that ring?
At this point, I...
What
I,
do you mean at this point? It's exactly the same as
I
an engagement ring. The ring is...
Well, and there's
we're
something...
We're a union.
It is. And I feel bad that, like, this is the second ring from him. Like, there's something about
yes.
that makes me feel bad, too.
It's
like,
not fair.
Like, okay, keep the first one, but the second one...
No, don't
give
keep
it back.
Either one.
But I feel like we've been married long enough that it's that
you're
is
getting
her,
into a gray area that I will explore. But yes,
that is her ring. Like it's not. I haven't touched that ring
okay.
in over
okay.
8 years. You know.
But let's just do a round number. Let's say that ring's worth $10,000.
Okay. All right. Wow.
It's a very big round number, yeah. but I'm just making it like whatever. And your ring is worth $1,000. So I've exaggerated on both rings, have
sure.
I not?
Yes. Yeah.
So you have $11,000 worth of rings. But at the end of a marriage, as I can attest to, like you're dividing things down the middle, but you don't divide that. She's just like, I'll take this $10,000 ring. You get to keep your $1,000 ring. And
yeah.
now, but there's not a $9,000 like credit on my side. So
right.
now I get to keep this couch. No, you don't. We're dividing that. Why
yeah,
why don't we
yeah.
divide the ring? It's just like, no, but that was a gift because she's a pretty girl and she got to keep the ring. I don't, like, it makes me so mad that, listen, J-Lo has plenty of money. This doesn't matter to her.
Yeah. But like, she's got her own treasure chest of rings.
$17 million worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Just for being that.
Yeah.
Is it, am I
as
crazy?
Almost a reward,
I know,
for
Aaron's
going
looking
through
me
a breakup.
Like, get him medicine, but.
No,
like,
no, I'm not, because I do think that it's excessive, and I would not want to have literally like one of those little hand mannequins with a ring on each one, and it's like, which one do I want to wear today?
But you literally, when you heard she had this mini ring,
it's a good idea.
Screamed goals.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have been trying for days to get through this list.
I'm too angry.
Did I hijack it? I made it bad. Was I the one who screwed it up?
It's a team effort.
No, but so we're trying. We were talking about how millennials and Zs go like, okay, boomer. But now we're discovering that the millennials are turning into the boomers already.
We are.
Yeah.
The transition is happening sooner than you thought.
Yeah, a lot sooner. Yeah, because it's like I'm reaching the age where it's like, yeah, we played our music loud, but not this loud. You know, like, yeah, we had funny fashion, but not like this. You know?
Oh my god! Hold on. On that note, how do you feel? Because all of that Y2K kind of stuff is back, and there's loser core, which is what we wore in like.
Is it a loser core, like the baggy shirt?
The baggy jeans, the oversized,
kind of a dad jean though, a little high waisted, and like
yeah.
Yeah, that's
so. How do you feel that is back now? You've already made like a whole rotation.
Yeah, I think I'm more in style than I intend to be because I'm. That's kind of
because
you never changed.
Kind of, yeah. Or huh. I went back to it. Maybe, yeah. I like it.
Can I ask you guys a radio related question?
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember, like, this is when like your generation starts to feel old. I remember driving down the road one day and hearing Van Halen. On the classic rock station. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Van Halen is now music.
Oh, wow.
That happened to me like last week.
It did?
Yeah.
Who was it?
The Offspring.
Oh, no.
Offspring is classic rock?
I guess.
What?
No, it's not.
I know.
Pretty Fly is like on... Shut your mouth. It's on the mountain?
I literally listen to the Offspring every single day. Them, Sum 41. Like, I am very into...
Shut.
And it hurt my heart.
Because you're like, who am I?
Now
as far as open
now
yet?
I have to scroll on the year thing to get to my birth year. It's brutal.
I don't even want to talk to you about the scroll for your birth year.
It's only like down one, but still.
I want to say this about the scrolling for your birth year. That's something that grinds my gears. Like,
why?
Okay. What when you're doing the thing and you put in your birth date and you got to get to your birth year, they should take the average life expectancy of a person, 80 years, and it should start there and go up. Because why would you make the old person go scroll the farthest?
True.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, go have it be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have it as like 2023, and it's like, no one-year-old is on your site.
I know, yes. And if they are, that's not good.
Like, the first date should be 1950-something, 1940-something, I don't know.
There's people from the 30s alive.
They're not signing up for OnlyFans.
People are stealing their information and doing it for them.
I'm just saying.
What about the hackers?
The scrolling should be done by you, not by me.
I actually, that makes sense, because then you go either way.
Yes.
You can scroll up or scroll down.
Yes, it's like, but how
that
start
that. Yeah.
In a place where it's like, I only have to go zip, zip on the little middle button of my mouse. Zip,
yeah,
zip.
Helps with your arthritis.
Okay. Well, we ran out of time again to get to this list. I think the scrolling was one of the things, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was.
That's annoying. Yeah, it is annoying.
Mm-hmm. So do any of these things resonate with the millennial in the room?
Absolutely. The new car headlights are way too bright. Too bright.
Turn it down.
Relax.
They're not bright. It's just a new technology.
That is too bright.
That's too bright.
It's not too bright. It's just LED. So it's better for us.
But then, like, tone it down. Tone it back a little bit.
It's better for you while you're driving, but guess what? You blinded me, so I'm going to crash
just
into you now.
Just don't look directly at it.
Just close your eyes while you're driving.
No,
great.
Just don't look straight at the headlight. Look at the road in front of you. If the car is directly in front of you.
It doesn't even matter if you're off to the side.
Hold on.
Still so bright.
Okay. You know this is about T-Hack, right?
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer! This is exactly how we got hijacked the last time. Let me explain quantum mechanics to you. Okay. So I'm just saying, okay.
You like the new technology.
I do, because when I'm driving down the road, especially like, I mean, it's been a minute, so can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
My Tesla. Tesla. I mean, the technology is great, but like even in my ex-wife's car, where it like does the follow, like if you start to turn, you have a car like that?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. No,
like, no, I've
heard of it though. Yeah, yeah.
Like the Jaguar that she had, like when you start to turn left, your headlights kind of go a little farther left. So
like
it's like illuminating like the thing. And
that's
they
cool.
also like go to bright if there's no car in front of you.
Yeah, I've rented a car that's done that. It turns the brights on and then it'll automatically turn them off if it senses another.
Awesome.
I hate it. No, let me do it. My car does the same thing. Like I never want the heat on in my car. I'm always hot. I want the air. And my car just turns it off. I'll turn the air on and it's just like, yeah, that's enough. You're cool enough. It's like, you're a car. Don't tell me how to live.
That's a real thing.
Yes, I cannot
Why
get it to stop.
That?
I don't know. I can't get it to stop. Or like, I'll put the dehumidifier thing on and it just will turn it off. It's like, yeah, we're good.
There's no, you don't have a dehumidifier.
Whatever the
in your
thing
car.
That's on the like the windshield, you know? When it's frosted over. What's that called?
No.
Oh, don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
I'm never going to get it.
You don't know what that's called?
The dehumidifier. The thing with the three squiggly
lines. You are
100 lines.
Years old. Why are you so old?
I don't know.
What is, what?
Yeah, I turn that on. What is it?
Why do you
tell
turn
me what
that
it's
on?
Called.
You turn that on for what?
Just when it's frosted over. But I just like it. Cause
when it's what?
Frosted over? What?
Oh, okay.
The condensation. Don't get all sciencey on me. You know, you're acting like my car. Don't tell me how to live.
You're cool enough.
Okay.
Stop. You don't. You still don't know what it's called.
No, I don't.
I've stopped you twice and given you the name. When your car is
frosty. Oh, the defroster.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We would continue this.
All right. We'll change the name.
Golden Corral just started their lunch special. So dinner special.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down.
What?
Aaron's like literally yelling before as the song is going to fade. We're talking about how like it usually takes a long time for people to get curmudgeonly.
Yes.
Like I don't feel like I'm there yet. I think my parents are super curmudgeonly. Like I don't want to leave the house. It's so hard. Like one of the things on this list is like grocery stores are hard.
Kind of.
Too much work.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
am I the youngest person in this room?
No. I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that's what that said. I don't think they're a problem at all.
You just said, you think they're too hard.
Yeah, they are. They don't have bags anymore. They funnel to the self-checkout, and then you've got your own style, and then I like to leave the things in the cart and scan it, and then it's locked down.
Only kleptos
shut the doors. We got this guy here with eight things in his cart. You might be getting out of here.
So it's basically the millennials are leapfrogging the X.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what this is about. Like, you guys are becoming curmudgeonly at such an alarming rate.
But can you blame us?
Yes.
Have you ever heard in life say, you know who are great? Those millennials. They're great.
Like no.
We've been hated on from the beginning of time.
But this is your chance
for some
to not
reason.
Be hated
so
on.
It's like, you know what? Let's
just
embrace it. We're old.
Young.
People hate us. We're going to hate
young.
Them back.
Why are you acting old?
Because I feel old. I've felt the hatred for years and years.
It's just ground
and,
you down.
And I'm tired of carrying these participation trophies around. It wears on you.
Okay, so there's a whole list of things. The only ones we've really talked about are like having to scroll for your birthday. The new car headlights are too bright.
Yes, they
are. TX mad about everything in his car, like his dehumidifier in his car.
Yeah, taking over.
Okay. Aaron, because you're curmudgeonly, there was one on the list that you wanted to get to?
Well, I am disagreeing with this one. They say that restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code.
I agree. I completely
agree.
Absolutely
not. QR codes are the way to go.
I hate the QR code.
Why?
Because I want to look at a physical menu.
Yeah.
No, but now you can control your own brightness, so you don't have to turn on your flashlight to read the menu. And I actually just went to, it's called the Hampton Social. They had a QR code for checkout. So you can actually just like pay, you pick what you got, and pay that way so you don't have to hand your card
really?
To the... So nice.
I hate that.
Oh,
it feels
it
like I'm
lovely.
Stealing. Then I just walk out.
Like, you're the guy who just wants to bop everything in your cart at the self-checkout?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I want a physical menu. You're a restaurant. You have two jobs. Give me food. Give me a nice, easy way to order said food. And you're only doing half of what this agreement is. You're making me do the... And QR codes, I think, it's like a weird technology. I think whenever a commercial's like, scan this QR code, it's like, I can't get my phone... I'm young and I can't do it in time.
God, he's old as hell. I will say this. I agree with you, but not for the reasons. Like, why for not? Me...
QR, the thing always moves and you got... Maybe I'm too shaky, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had my Metamucil. I don't know what's going on.
I've never seen a moving QR code.
When you scan, when you open your camera, the thing like moves around and then you're like, you have to chase it and catch it.
It's not Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
You're not throwing the little ball out.
And
to
you should be good at that anyways.
Yes. What are you? Are you serious?
Yes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Don't you just open your camera and you put it on the thing and it pops
automatically
up a little
bit? The yellow thing is there and you're like,
the bop. URL. Yeah. Yes. And you just click it.
Immediately. Mm. It surrounds it in a yellow box and then the URL is in yellow underneath it. I do it all the time. Like, I'll park over where you used to live by the beer garden by Los Chingones and stuff. You have to check in on a QR code. I literally don't even slow down now. I'm like, I'm walking by. I'm like, bop. Like, check in for 3 hours. Go. License plate. Bop, bop, bop. Just done.
Okay. I need a class or something on the QR codes.
Here's the reason I don't like the QR codes. Boomer, I'm trying to be more present when I'm with people.
Oh.
And you're making me get my phone out. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah. So now that my phone's out, I might as well check the gram. I might as well play a couple rounds. But you just do because your phone's out. Yes, you do.
The menu used to...
You see an email pop up. You see a notification.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Yeah, it used to be more of a joint experience with everyone at the table. You're looking at the menu. You're all looking together.
It's not the same. Because then you snuggle up next to the person you're with and go, well, do you want to share the... And then you point at the, like, whatever.
Well, no, I don't want to share my food anyways. So
let's order the crab cakes together.
No.
Yeah,
I'm just, but I am.
Yeah, who's the cranky one now?
The thing that I am adjacent to that I hate, I am definitely of the, I gotta have my flashlight at certain restaurants now.
Mm, yeah.
Shut up. I've seen young people do it too. Some restaurants, it's just so dark and they pack the menu with too much crap on it.
Yep. And it's too loud too. It's too loud.
You guys enjoy your buffet at Golden Corral.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you go to one of those bars with a jukebox, careful what you choose to play.
Oh, no.
I feel like everyone knows that. Okay.
Not everyone.
Mm. Sometimes you just got to sit down and take a minute.
Mm?
But you might want to pick that time wisely.
Okay. Mm. That's mysterious.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Italia.
Italia! Abundanza!
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh. It's just something they say.
Oh.
Lasagna.
It's a me, Mario. Did they say
the
that?
The only accent you know is Mario. Yeah.
Gabagoo.
All right. A man in Italy broke into an apartment in the middle of the night.
Okay.
He was really quiet at first. Grabbing things here and there.
He's like an angel.
Luigi, turn it down.
Well, he was digging around when he found an interesting book.
Shut up.
So he stopped the burglary.
Shut your mouth.
Because he wanted to read the Iliad.
I'm going
to
read the Iliad.
I'm not even joking.
Like Italy.
That was it.
Okay. You're an idiot.
He was very interested in mythology.
He sat down and read in the middle of a robbery.
Yep. The the owner of the property, whatever, they woke up.
Oh.
I literally saw him sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
And reading.
Yeah.
He tried to escape through the balcony.
Nope.
Was caught.
Yep.
And he doesn't know how the book ends.
Yeah. Oh. No.
And that's the worst part. How does it end?
I think the new thing this is going to be is just Tiak has to do whatever accent we say. Oh, this one's going to be great. My story's out of Rhode Island.
It's a me. I don't know.
So apparently there were some people at a bar, and I don't know if it's one of those because I have the ability to play like the jukebox of any bar. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's like touch tunes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just like, I can start playing something at the Griff. I can start playing something at State House by my house. I'll just play a song right now. Anyway, a dude started playing a song, and everyone at the bar hated it so much that they drug him outside and beat him and broke his jaw.
Oh, no.
Over a song?
Yeah.
Okay. As a DJ, this is like my worst nightmare. I didn't know the stakes were that
you
high.
You can catch Tia at Brothers Bar and Grill. If you need to work out some frustration.
I happen to like my jaw, just for the record.
He was roughed up over a song he played on the jukebox.
Wow.
The problem with the story is, and I even researched it on the internet.
It doesn't
no
say.
No one will say what song
it
was.
I need answers.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
My guess is...
Hiya, Bobby.
No, I feel like this would be accepted.
Barbie girl?
Yeah.
I'm going to beat myself up for playing this song.
I'm taking it off my playlist. This is good feedback.
Those are all the stupidest people we could have found for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have been trying for days to get through this list.
I'm too angry.
Did I hijack it? I made it bad. Was I the one who screwed it up?
It's a team effort.
No, but so we're trying. We were talking about how millennials and Zs go like, okay, boomer. But now we're discovering that the millennials are turning into the boomers already.
We are.
Yeah.
The transition is happening sooner than you thought.
Yeah, a lot sooner. Yeah, because it's like I'm reaching the age where it's like, yeah, we played our music loud, but not this loud. You know, like, yeah, we had funny fashion, but not like this. You know?
Oh my God! Hold on. On that note, how do you feel? Because all of that Y2K kind of stuff is back, and there's loser core, which is what we wore in like.
Is it a loser core like the baggy shirt?
The baggy jeans, the oversized,
kind of a dad jean though, a little high waisted, and like
yeah.
Yeah, that's
so. How do you feel that is back now? You've already made like a whole rotation.
Yeah, I think I'm more in style than I intend to be because I'm. That's kind of
because you never changed.
Kind of, yeah. Or I went back to it. Maybe, yeah. I like it.
Can I ask you guys a radio related question?
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember, like, this is when like your generation starts to feel old. I remember driving down the road one day and hearing Van Halen.
Mm.
On the classic rock station. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Van Halen is now music.
Oh, wow.
That happened to me like last week.
It did?
Yeah.
Who was it?
The Offspring.
Oh, no.
Offspring is classic rock?
I guess.
What?
No, it's not.
I know.
Pretty Fly is like on...
Mm.
Shut your mouth. It's on the mountain?
I literally listen to the Offspring every single day. Them, Sum 41. Like, I am very into...
Shut.
And it hurt my heart.
Because you're like, who am I? Now Spurs open
now
yet?
Now I have to scroll on the year thing to get to my birth year. It's brutal.
I don't even want to talk to you about the scroll for your birth year.
It's only like down one, but can still.
I want to say this about the scrolling for your birth year. That's something that grinds my gears.
Like, why?
Okay. What when you're doing the thing and you put in your birth date and you got to get to your birth year, they should take the average life expectancy of a person, 80 years, and it should start there and go up. Because why would you make the old person go scroll the farthest?
True.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like go have it be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have it as like 2023 and it's like no 1 year old is on your site.
I know, yes, and if they are, that's not good.
Like the first date should be 1950 something, 1940 something. I don't know.
There's people from the 30s alive.
They're not signing up for OnlyFans.
People are stealing their information and doing it for them.
I'm just saying.
What about the hackers?
The scrolling should be done by you, not by me.
That makes sense, because then you go either way.
Yes.
You can scroll up or scroll down.
Yes,
I like that.
In a place where it's like, I only have to go zip, zip on the little middle button of my mouse. Zip,
yeah,
zip.
Helps with your arthritis.
Okay. Well, we ran out of time again to get to this list. I think the scrolling was one of the things, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was.
That's annoying. Yeah, it is annoying.
Mm. So do any of these things resonate with the millennial in the room?
Absolutely. The new car headlights are way too bright. Turn it down. Relax.
They're not bright. It's just a new technology.
That's
too bright.
It's not too bright. It's just LED. So it's better for us.
But then, like, tone it down. Tone it back a little bit. It's better for you
while you're driving, but guess what? You blinded me, so I'm going to crash
just
into you now.
Just don't look directly at it.
Just close your eyes while you're driving.
No, just don't look straight at the headlight. Look at the road in front of you. If the car is directly in front of you.
It doesn't even matter if you're off to the side. It's still so bright.
You know this is about T-Hack, right?
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer! This is exactly how we got hijacked the last time. Let me explain quantum mechanics to you. Okay, so I'm just saying, okay.
You like the new technology.
I do, because when I'm driving down the road, especially like, I mean, it's been a minute, so can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
My Tesla. Tesla. The technology is great, but like even in my ex-wife's car, where it like does the follow, like if you start to turn... You have a car like that?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, no,
I've
broke.
Heard of it, though. Yeah, yeah.
Like the Jaguar that she had, like when you start to turn left, your headlights kind of go a little farther left.
So like
it's like illuminating like the thing. And
they also
like go to bright if there's no car in front of you.
Yeah, I've rented a car that's done that. It turns the brights on and then it'll automatically turn them off if it senses another.
Awesome.
I hate it. No, let me do it. My car does the same thing. Like I never want the heat on in my car. I'm always hot. I want the air. And my car just turns it off. I'll turn the air on and it's just like, yeah, that's enough. You're cool enough. It's like, you're a car. Don't tell me how to live.
That's a real thing.
Yes, I cannot get it to stop. That? I don't know. I can't get it to stop. Or like, I'll put the dehumidifier thing on and it just will turn it off. It's like, yeah, we're good.
There's no, you don't have a dehumidifier.
Whatever the
in
thing
your car.
That's on the like the windshield, you know? When it's frosted over. What's that called?
No. Oh,
don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
I'm never going to get it.
You don't know what that's called?
The dehumidifier.
The
thing with the three
squiggly
lines.
You are 100 years old. Why are you so old?
I don't know.
What is... What?
Yeah, I turn that on. What is it?
Why do you
tell
turn
me what
that
it's
on?
Called.
You turn that on for what?
Just when it's frosted over. But I just like it because...
When it's what?
Frosted over? What?
Oh, okay.
The condensation... Don't get all science-y on me. You know, you're acting like my car. Don't tell me how to live.
You're cool enough.
Okay.
Stop. You still don't know what it's called?
No, I don't.
I've stopped you twice and given you the name. When your car is
frosty. Oh, the defrost.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, we would continue this.
All right.
Change
the name.
Golden Corral just started their lunch special. So, dinner special.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down.
What?
Aaron's like literally yelling before as the song is going to fade. We're talking about how like it usually takes a long time for people to get curmudgeonly.
Yes.
Like I don't feel like I'm there yet. I think my parents are super curmudgeonly. Like I don't want to leave the house. It's so hard. Like one of the things on this list is like grocery stores are hard.
Kind of.
They're too much work.
What are you talking about? How am I the youngest person in this room?
No. I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that's what that said. I don't think they're a problem at all.
You just said, you think they're too hard.
Yeah, they are. They don't have bags anymore. They funnel to the self-checkout, and then you've got your own style, and then I like to leave the things in the cart and scan it, and then it's locked down.
Only kleptos
do that. Shut the doors. We got this guy here with eight things in his cart. He might be getting out of here.
So it's basically the millennials are leapfrogging the X.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what this is about. Like, you guys are becoming curmudgeonly at such... an alarming rate.
But can you blame us?
Yes.
Who have you ever heard in life say, you know who are great? Those millennials. They're great.
Like, no. We've been hated on from the beginning of time.
But this is your chance to not be hated on.
So it's like, you know what? Let's just embrace it. We're old. Young. People hate us. We're going to hate young. Them back.
Why are you acting old?
Because I feel old. I've felt the hatred for years and years.
It's just ground
and
you down?
And I'm tired of carrying these participation trophies around. It wears on you.
Okay, so there's a whole list of things. The only ones we've really talked about are like having to scroll for your birth date. The new car headlights are too bright.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are.
TX mad about everything in his car, like yes. His dehumidifier in his car.
Yeah, taken over.
Okay. Aaron, because you're curmudgeonly, there was one on the list that you wanted to get to?
Well, I am disagreeing with this one. They say that restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code.
I agree. I completely
agree.
Absolutely
not. QR codes are the way to go.
I hate the QR code.
Why?
Because I want to look at a physical menu.
Yeah.
No, but now you can control your own brightness, so you don't have to turn on your flashlight to read the menu. And I actually just went to, it's called the Hampton Social. They had a QR code for checkout. So you can actually just like pay. You pick what you got. And pay that way so you don't have to hand your card.
Really?
So nice.
I hate that. It feels like I'm stealing. Then I just walk out. Like,
you're the guy who just wants to drop everything in your cart at the self-checkout?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I want a physical menu. You're a restaurant. You have two jobs. Give me food. Give me a nice, easy way to order said food. And you're only doing half of what this agreement is. You're making me do the... And QR codes, I think... It's like a weird technology. I think whenever a commercial's like, scan this QR code, it's like, I can't get my phone. I'm young and I can't do it in time.
God, he's old as hell. I will say this. I agree with you, but not for the reasons. Like,
why
for
not?
Me...
QR, the thing always moves, and I'm too shaky, I guess.
Yeah.
I haven't had my Metamucil. I don't know what's going on.
I've never seen a moving QR code.
Because when you open your camera, the thing, like, moves around, and then you're like, you have to chase it and catch it.
It's not Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
You're not throwing the little ball out.
And you should be good at that anyways.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Don't you just open your camera and you put it on the thing and it pops up a little
thing? The yellow thing is there and you're like,
the bop. URL, yeah. Yes. And you just click it.
Immediately. Mm. It surrounds it in a yellow box and then the URL is in yellow underneath it. I do it all the time. Like, I'll park over where you used to live by the beer garden by Los Chingones and stuff. You have to check in on a QR code. I literally don't even slow down now. I'm walking by. I'm like, bop. Like, check in for 3 hours. Go. License plate. Blah, blah, blah. Just done.
Okay. I need a class or something on the QR codes.
Here's the reason I don't like the QR codes. Boomer, is I'm trying and I'm failing, but I'm trying to be more present when I'm with people.
Oh,
and you're making me get my phone out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, so now that my phone's out, I might as well check the gram. I might as well play a couple rounds, but you just do because your phone's out. Yeah, yes, you do.
The menu
you see an email pop up, you see a notification.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Yeah, it used to be more of a joint experience with everyone at the table. You're looking at the menu, you're all looking together, kind of.
Yes,
going,
and you're like,
oh,
and you're
did you
all
see
looking
this?
Together on your on.
No,
each
it's
phone.
Not the same because then you like you snuggle up next to the person you're with and go, well, do you want to share the? And then you point at the like whatever.
Well, no, I don't want to share my food anyways. So
no, like, well, let's order the crab cakes together.
No.
Yeah,
I'm just, but I am.
Yeah, who's the cranky one now?
The thing that I am adjacent to that I hate, I am definitely of the, I gotta have my flashlight at certain restaurants now.
Mm, yeah.
Shut up. I've seen young people do it too. Some restaurants, it's just so dark and they pack the menu with too much crap on it.
Yep.
And it's like an
eye
test.
It's too loud too. It's too loud.
You guys enjoy your buffet at Golden Corral.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you go to one of those bars with a jukebox, careful what you choose.
Oh, no.
I feel like everyone knows that. Okay.
Not everyone.
Mm. Sometimes you just got to sit down and take a minute.
Mm?
But you might want to pick that time wisely.
Okay. Mm. That's mysterious.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Italia.
Italia! Abundanza!
What does that mean?
Is that I don't know. Oh. It's just something they say.
Oh.
Lasagna.
It's a me, Mario. Did they say
the only accent you know is Mario? Yeah.
Gabagoo.
All right. A man in Italy broke into an apartment in the middle of the night. Okay. He was really quiet at first. Grabbing things here and there.
He's like an angel.
A Luigi, turn it down.
Well, he was digging around when he found an interesting book.
Shut up.
So we stopped the burglary.
Shut your mouth.
Because he wanted to read the Iliad.
I'm going
to
read the Iliad.
I'm not even joking.
Like Italy.
Greek for without, really? Yes, the, like, that was it.
Okay. You're an idiot.
He was very interested
in mythology.
He sat
down and read in the middle of a robbery.
Yep. The the owner of the property, whatever, they woke up.
Oh.
I literally saw him sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
And reading.
Yeah.
He tried to escape through the balcony.
Nope.
Was caught.
Yep.
And he doesn't know how the book ends.
Yeah. Oh. No.
And that's the worst part. How does it end?
I think the new thing this is going to be is just Tiak has to do whatever accent we say. Oh, this one's going to be great. My story's out of Rhode Island.
It's a me. I don't know.
So apparently there were some people at a bar, and I don't know if it's one of those because I have the ability to play like the jukebox of any bar. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's like touch tunes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just like, I can start playing something at the Griff. I can start playing something at State House by my house. I'll just play a song right now. Anyway, a dude started playing a song, and everyone at the bar hated it so much that they drug him outside and beat him and broke his jaw.
Oh, no.
Over a song?
Yeah.
Okay. As a DJ, this is like my worst nightmare. I didn't know the stakes were that high.
You can catch Tia at Brothers Bar and Grill. If you need to work out some frustration.
I happen to like my jaw, just for the record.
He was roughed up over a song he played on the jukebox.
Wow.
The problem with the story is, and I even researched it on the internet.
It doesn't say.
No one will say what song
it
was.
I need answers.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
My guess is...
Hiya, Bobby.
No, I feel like this would be accepted.
Barbie Girl?
Yeah.
I'm going to beat myself up for playing this song.
I'm taking it off my playlist. This is good feedback.
Those are all the stupid people we could have found for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.